All right. Greetings all. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. That's all we do. We don't argue about anything on this show. We just talk farming. Certainly there's much to argue about or at least discuss, but we just kind of have good general positive outlook on things until there's a deadline, and then we kind of get a little more urgent. And there are a couple of deadlines coming up here when it comes to farm programs. North Dakota FSA Program Director Laura Heinrich joins us now. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Mick.
Hey, and we got a couple of reminders for the producers here. Now, the CRP general sign-up is coming up here. The deadline, it seems like it's been going on forever, but all of a sudden the end of February, a week from Friday, is it for the general sign-up?
It sure is. So, yeah, February 28th is the deadline to either enroll land for the first time into CRP or to re-enroll land that's already enrolled into CRP. So producers haven't had an opportunity to enroll in CRP in a general sign-up since 2016, so we want to make sure that they're aware of that deadline and can visit our county offices and come in and make an offer.
Do you keep kind of running score? How are we doing compared to years or signups in the past? Do we have a significantly fewer amount of acres in CRP than years past?
We have had quite a bit of acres expire. I don't have those exact numbers in front of me right now, but we are encouraging producers to come in if they have land that they're concerned about, maybe some environmental issues that they want to address and roll that into CRP. We sure want them to stop into the FSA office.
Yeah, I think we had 22 million enrolled, but the 2018 Farm Bill raised the cap to 27 million nationally. So I guess there's room for if guys want to put some, or anybody who owns farmland want to put it in CRP, there is room for, I guess you'd approve if it meets the criteria, you'd go for it. Huh?
Right. Yep. We sure are encouraging those producers to come in.
All right. The CRP continuous sign up ongoing February 28th, though, is how long of a process is that, Laura?
It takes a little bit. They will have to do a conservation plan and work with our sister agency, Natural Resource and Conservation Service. So it takes a little bit of time. So we don't want them to wait. We want them to come in right away and get that offer started.
Don't come in on 3 o'clock on Friday the 28th, right?
We would really appreciate it if they'd come in before then.
Sure. All righty. So just contact the county office is the place to start, huh?
Yes, definitely. Contact your local county office.
All right. The 2018 Farm Bill allowed for producers to change their mind in the middle of the, unlike the 2014 Farm Bill, where you made an election, ARC or PLC or ARC County, and then that was what you had for 5 years. And then in the next one, a lot of wise legislators, people who wrote the law, said, okay, producers need to be able to change their mind after a couple of years. I understand that the ARC PLC sign-up has been a little on the slow side.
Yes, it has. In North Dakota, we have about 30% of our farms signed up, so that leaves 70% of our producers and farms to come in and sign up, and the deadline for that is March 16th.
So, and that's approaching soon. So do you think there's going to be are producers unaware that there is a deadline coming up, or are they waiting until the end?
Well, I think a combination of both. I think in North Dakota, this was a tough year in 2019 for our farmers, and I think kind of getting your mindset on thinking about next year has been tough for them. So I think it's a little bit of that and a little bit of they just wanted to see where prices were going to end up and maybe where our yields were going to land so they could make an educated decision in which program they want to enroll in.
Yeah, to make that educated decision, go down what are some steps or things to consider when making the choice?
Sure. So producers have three programs that they can enroll their crop or farm into. So the first program they can enroll in is the price loss coverage program, and that's going to help producers on just based on a straight drop in price. They also have two revenue programs that they could enroll either their crop or county or their farm into. The first one is ARC County, and we look at county revenues. If there's a loss in county revenues, then that may trigger a payment for a specific crop. Or they could enroll their whole entire farm into ARC Individual. And again, that's looking at revenues on the individual farm.
triggered payments triggered by a combination of low prices and yields.
For the revenue side. Yeah.
And I guess for those who signed up for ARC only back in 2014, for some that didn't work out too well.
Yeah, our county didn't pay every year, so that, you know, and kind of towards the end of the Farm Bill, PLC triggered more payments. So under the old Farm Bill, PLC kind of issued a little better payments for some crops than our county did.
Yeah. Is there anyone, again, I don't know if you keep a running score here through the sign-up period, but of the 30% who have signed up, is there any... anyone that's more popular?
I haven't looked exactly on a crop-by-crop basis on where those farms, what they decided to enroll in. Andy Swenson with North Dakota State University has put together some web decision tools to help producers make that decision on how what program they want to enroll their farm into. So we sure encourage producers to go out and visit his website. They can Google that, just Google NDSU Farm Management Farm Bill, and it'll take you to that website, and it'll give you some tools to decide what to enroll in.
Yeah, I know, and Andy does just such a great job with that. It is very locally focused, too. I mean, it if you feel that maybe a more Corn Belt website is a little more appropriate for you. University of Illinois has got one. Texas A&M has got one. Kansas State University. But, boy, Andy Swenson sure is popular and would help everybody make a good decision. So
yes, and especially up here in North Dakota when we have a lot of, you know, we have 17 of the cover commodities. So a lot of those minor ones, like you said, the corn and soybean belt doesn't quite address those. So Andy does a good job of including those in his analysis tool. He also has an ARC individual tool that producers can use to see if that's a good option for producers to enroll their farms in.
The ARC individual, who would that be more appropriate for?
The one thing to consider, especially in North Dakota, is wet as 2019 was in some areas. If a producer's entire FSA farm was prevent plant, that may be a program that they want to enroll in. Because that's the one program that does, ARC County doesn't look at prevent plant, but ARC individual does. So that might be something they consider if their entire FSA farm number was prevented planting in 2019.
Okay. Visitor Laura Heinrich of North Dakota Farm Service Agency Office, program director for all of these programs. And the deadline to sign up for the ARC PLC program year, March 16th. No, is it the 15th or the 16th?
It's actually, we say March 15th, but since the 15th falls on a Sunday, the deadline is March 16th for the 2019 program year.
What happens if that day comes and goes and somebody wakes up on the morning of the 17th or the 18th and goes, dang, I forgot to do that?
Well, we sure don't want people to miss that deadline, because if they do, their program election is going to default to what they had under the 2014 Farm Bill, and they won't be eligible for 2019 crop year payments if one's triggered. So we sure want them to get in, because we don't want them to miss out on a payment for 2019.
So you must sign up. You can't just say, I'll just stick with what I had. It's not an automatic rollover. You have to sign up.
You do need to sign up if you want 2019 payments. Right. You would be eligible for payments in 2020, and that would be based on the program election you made under the 2014 Farm Bill for 2020, but you would not be eligible for 2019 payments.
Okay. And I see there's another deadline approaching, March 16th, same day, deadline to purchase NAP coverage. Is that appropriate for any producers up here?
It really is. I know producers are looking at different options of crops to grow to make some money coming up in 2020. And if that happens to be a crop that federal crop insurance is not available for, they could come into the FSA office and apply for NAP coverage. And that deadline for our spring seeded crops and for some of our perennial forages is March 16th also.
Okay, Laura, thank you all very much for the details and for the encouragement for farmers to get to their county office. Sign up by the end of next week for CRP. The general sign-up ends, and then March 16th for ARC PLC Program 2019. Sign-up ends March 16th. Thanks for the words of encouragement, and thanks for all the good work you do.
Thank you, Mick. Have a good day.
You the same. Thank you. Laura Heinrich, North Dakota Farm Service Agency Program Director.